Zena, I'll always love you.
Stay forever who you are. Don't change a thing because you're perfect. You sway gently in the breeze, in between my dreams.
Welcome everyone to Zena Newber's podcast, aka XNU. My name is Cass and I will be your pod host. Also, welcome back to those of you who have been following this podcast so far. We're now up to episode number 132. This podcast show is for all the Zena Uber subtext stories that are out there that have not been given a voice. So hello, welcome, and thanks for coming back. Me, myself, and I am surviving, and we've got a good showing for you for today. We've got a little bit of information going on, so let's get into it. First and foremost, the song you hear on this week's song snippet is, of course, Vanessa Amorosi's Perfect. Check it on out. Buy the DVD or CD of her music. Okay, this week's book recommendation over at Boldstroke Books is Come and Get Me by Julie Cannon. The description goes like this, and also I will have a link on the show notes where you can actually go to Boldstroke Books and then read an excerpt of it, but the description goes, what would you do if an irresistibly desirable but utterly untouchable woman whispered to you, if you want me, you'll have to come and get me? That's exactly the situation that Elia Foster, CEO of Foster McKenzie, finds herself in when she meets the alluring Lauren Collier, chief legal counsel of a Fortune 500 company. Elliot never has a shortage of attractive women willing to share her bed, and she doesn't care if they're attracted to her or just her money. By her rules, if two women are attracted to each other, there's no reason why they shouldn't spend the night together, or in some cases, the afternoon. Lauren, intriguingly but decidedly off-limits, doesn't fit the mold, and Elliot knows she should walk away. Instead, she finds herself in the unusual position of pursuing another woman, and even more disconcertingly, on Lauren's terms. Come and Get Me is a passionate roller coaster romance that's anything but predictable. So, once again, I'll have a link on my show notes for you.
Initializing process. Oh, crap.
Well, in this week's review of what's going on over at the internet, news over at Sharon from the Lucy Lawless fan club site, she has a blog that Lucy has sent her regarding when they sent the Feel the Love pledge list down to Lucy from the weekend. It's quite a long one, and I'll read it to you. It says, thank you for all for participating in your own communities and in mine this Feel the Love week. Something odd has happened to me whereby everything makes me tear up. A friend's adopt the kitten, I cry. A colleague misses a flight, I cry. I'm not even remotely sad. Tears stream down my face. So random acts of kindness by old friends towards stranger is even more touching. I'm joining in the movement by aiding an unwell girlfriend on the excursion of her dreams. You inspire me to be better than I am. Thank you all those who have participated in the Starship Spring Clean. The team of Starship Foundation were just gobsmacked to receive nearly 18,000 for the costumes and some 7,000 from Feel the Love. Truly, that is an incredible generous of you. I'm really in awe that the friends of the show that ended 8 years ago are so still in force in the community. On behalf of Andrew, Bobby, and the team, thank you. We are boxing through the prequel and will be done in a few short weeks. John Hannah is fine form. Jamie Murray is life-saving pal on the set, and we have a raft of fabulous characters you will love to hate. As for the second season, it seems futile to try and replace Andy Whitfield in the role of Spartacus. The man is 1 in 6 billion, but with Andy's blessing, they hope to find someone who can reinterpret the role, bringing his own unique qualities. We will give that person full support so that they will be all they can be. It's going to take some courage to fill those shoes, eh? Gotta scrub the coughquat out of my hair so I can sleep. Early start. Love always, always, always. Lucy. So that's over at the official Lucy Lawless fan club. And for those of you who don't know what coughquat is, it is used to hold down your hair under bald caps or wigs. So just thought you'd let you know. But check over the Lucy Lawless fan club site for any other information.
You snapped, haven't you?
And the quote of the week is, I stopped fighting my inner demons. We're on the same side now.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Well, the latest and greatest information going out today is, well, I'm here, first and foremost. I am in seriously deep, deep water with the other half. It just so happens that, yes, I did go out and run this weekend like I told everyone that I was going to, but it also happened that it was slightly torrentially pouring down rain. So in my inevitable wisdom, I decided that I was going to go out in the sleeting rain at 5:30 in the morning and also run over on the highway. And my lovely compatriot decided that she was going to follow me. So she got in her car and she followed me up to the at the four mile mark, followed me behind in a car with the hazards on, with the windshield wipers going, just shaking her head, wondering, where did I lose my brains, my marbles? Somewhere along the highway, I know I did. And on the way back, she's still in the car and recording all of this. And I do have a video, which I will put up on my blog, as ashamed as I am. Then again, I might not. But in regards to raising the money and my efforts for this marathon training, and I did make it home, and after peeling off my clothes, we weighed the clothes, and it weighed in at 5 pounds of soaking water that I carried. And if you try and run with that for 18 and a half miles, it does wind up weighing like 50 pounds at the end of it. And after the run, I had to soak in a tub of ice, again, of course, for my muscles. That part I didn't record because it would have been more like a shriek and a scream and a overall horror movie. Finally getting out of there, my lips were blue. And, of course, my beautiful missus is not very happy with me. And it took a day and a box of chocolate to ask her to forgive me and actually start talking to me. So, needless to say, I won't be running on the highway anymore. But the good thing is that it's done, it's over with, and I only have one more run like that to do. And then it's a light mileage, and we're off to New York. So once again, for those of you, if you are in the New York area, the weekend of November 7th for the marathon, please send me an email so we can get in touch and maybe we can all catch up. And for the following week after that, if you're in Florida, send me an email so we can catch up as well. We are at 94% for the fundraising. For those who have donated, I want to say thank you. Thank you so much. It is not only greatly appreciated, but very heartwarming and very touching on the soul to know that people out there are willing to do that. There are people like James Newton and Dana and all these other people. The list goes on. Denny, Heather, Tina, the other Heather, Kim. You guys just rock. You really do. For those of you who have yet to donate, please, 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 it's not late. I'm asking for $5. I'm asking for $10. It's not for me. It's for cancer research. And 3 more weeks and you won't have to hear any of this. You'll just hear about me and my endeavor to get new kneecaps. So, on with the show.
Come and get.
We continue on with Ab Initio by Cruz. We are on part 8. Rain, Lark, and Jace joined their parents at the nursery to see the new addition to their family. Lark settled in front of Rain to sneak a peek at her new nephew and felt a flush of warmth throughout her when her tall lover pressed her taut body against her own and wrapped her strong arms around her waist. She smiled happily and rested her hands on Rain's crossed arms and her head against Rain's chest, thinking there was nowhere else she would rather be at the moment.
"Where's our boy, Dad?"
Rain asked, proudly scanning the nursery for her nephew.
"He's the one with all the nurses around him over there,"
he answered, smiling equally as proud, glancing at his daughter and then back to the baby.
"He's a Donovan, all right, with all the women coddling him,"
Lark replied with a laugh shared by everyone and a kiss planted firmly on her cheek by a lover.
"Can we help it if women love us?"
Rain cockily asked and chuckled, receiving a warning glare from a lover who glanced up over her shoulder at Rain.
"But the only one I want to love me is you,"
Rain reaffirmed with a sexy smile and captured the pouting lips before her.
"That's better, my dear,"
Lark answered, chuckling gladly, accepting the kiss offered, and looked back to the nursery.
He is so adorable. What did Holly and Shay decide to name him?
Jace asked proudly.
There it is,
Maria answered, scanning the card with the baby's name.
It says Matthew Shane Donovan.
She answered, reading the card.
Very cool name. I love it.
Jace answered, excitedly, and looked at his nephew, Cole, who looked at the newborn in the nursery.
What do you think of your brother?
He asked proudly, looking into his curious nephew's face for his answer.
I'm looking forward to pushing my baby brother around like Brandon does me,
he answered with a laugh along with everyone else.
Holly's probably gritting her teeth, knowing she's going to have three very mischievous boys in her house. I know she was hoping for a girl to level the household out,
Lark answered with a laugh.
Well, it seems like the first baby girl is going to have to come from the next in line.
Rain?
Lark?
Maria asked, with a hopeful smile, looking at her two stunned daughters and seriously putting them on the spot. Lark glanced up at Rain, wondering what to say, and Rain decided to respond.
We'll think about it, Mom. And get back to you on that one.
Rain answered sarcastically and flashed a mischievous smile her way.
Don't wait too long, dear. I hear the biological clock ticking.
Maria quipped with a laugh shared by everyone else. Lark breathed a sigh of relief when Rain answered the question. Well, stalled the answer and brought them some time to discuss their plan with both of Rain's brothers before they made an announcement to the whole family.
That was a close one, huh?
Rain whispered in Lark's ear, receiving a nod in acknowledgement. Lark turned in Rain's arms and looked deeply into the blue eyes she loved so much.
What do you say to going home?
She asked, smiling, her green eyes twinkling in the light.
Lead the way.
Rain answered sexily and kissed her lover firmly. Rain broke the quest and winked at Lark before turning to her parents.
We're going to head home. Come back to see Holly, Shay, and Matthew tomorrow. We'll take the boys to give Holly's parents a much-needed rest.
Rain informed them with a chuckle, looking at her two precocious nephews, knowing what a handful they could be.
Okay, honey. We're going to stay for a while. Have the driver drop you off and return to pick us up later.
Rain's father answered with a smile.
Sounds good. Bye.
Rain answered, smiling and slipping her hand into Lark's.
Come on, boys. Let's go see what kind of damage Auntie Lark did to my lawnmower.
Rain teasingly left, watching the boys run from their respective spots to join them walking down the hall, and received a scrunched-up face look from Lark regarding the Carmen.
You mean to tell me Auntie Lark damaged your lawnmower and is still alive?
Brenda asked sarcastically, and astonishing, pointing at his aunt.
Hey, mister, I'm seriously going to have to talk to your parents about you hanging around your incorrigible aunt so much.
Lark answered with a chuckle.
It won't work, Lark. It's in the blood. We inherited it from our mother.
Jace quipped, catching up with the group, sharing a laugh with everyone from his comment.
I'll help you to the limo with the boys.
He answered with a smile, propping Cole up on his shoulders, much to his nephew's delight.
Are you ready for these two little monsters at our house?
Rain asked, smiling, regarding her shorter lover, who walked closely beside her.
Most definitely. How about you?
She answered excitedly, flashing a wondrous smile to her tall lover.
I'm just glad to finally be going home.
Rain answered happily, and relieved that her life was back in the way it should be, with Lark a huge part of it.
I am too. It's been very lonely in our home without you there.
Lark stopped and kissed Rain to let her know just how much she missed her. Rain broke the kiss, her small smile growing in intensity, when Lark's green eyes opened and peered into her home.
You'll never be lonely again, baby.
She answered confidently and led her lover towards the hospital doors, firmly clutching her hand. Jace held the door to the limo open for his nephews to climb in, stopping Lark and Rain before they entered, and closed the door so the boys wouldn't hear his conversation.
Listen, if you two are interested in having a baby, I'd be more than happy to be the donor if you allow me to. Well, assuming Lark is going to have the baby.
Jay seriously and sincerely offered, firmly staring at the pair to let him know he was dead serious. Lark smiled happily and looked at Rain, who did the same, then looked back at her brother.
Funny you should offer, little brother, because we intended to ask you if you would, and yes, Lark is the one who wants to have our baby.
Rain answered, rubbing Lark's back and lovingly glancing at her lover before looking back to her brother.
We were sort of waiting for the right time.
Rain answered with a grateful smile that her brother would be so thoughtful to offer. She knew he would be more than willing to do it for them, but she was just glad he took it upon himself to offer. It meant a lot to her that he would do it without being asked to.
Awesome! I'm glad you considered me for the donor.
He answered happily and proudly.
Well,
We know that it's probably out of the question for Shay to be the donor, but just the same, we will ask him so he doesn't feel left out. Also, let's keep this a secret until we can announce it with everyone together. Rain informed her brother. That's cool. He'll appreciate that, and the secret is safe with me. Just let me know what I need to do to help in any way. Jace offered, smiling.
You're such a sweetheart. Thank you.
Lark answered, smiling uncontrollably, and holding his face in her hands before kissing his cheek and hugging. Rain laughed and teasingly replied,
Jace, you're blushing.
He broke the hug, embarrassed to look down.
Well, I can't help it. You know that if Lark wouldn't have misguided and lost a heart to you, I would have captured a heart.
He teased with a mischievous grin. Lark was now blushing and chuckled, pinching Jace's cheek.
Sorry, honey. You're just on the wrong team.
They all laughed, and Rain put a hand on her brother's cheek and kissed him.
Thanks. It means a lot to the both of us that you offered. It really does. I love you.
She answered honestly and gratefully, patting his cheek and flashing a wink before ducking into the limo.
Bye.
Lark answered, smiling happily, and climbed in behind her lover, watching Jace close the door and wave goodbye. Lark slid her hand on Rain's muscular leg and felt her lace her long fingers around her own and looked at her.
Well, that was a lot easier than I thought.
Lark answered, relieved.
Yep.
We got the awkwardness out of the way in a hurry. Rain answered, chuckling.
Honey, Rain, can we go fishing when we get to your house?
Brandon asked in curious wonderment.
No, sweetheart. Not today. Maybe tomorrow. Okay?
She answered, smiling, and looking at her nephew, checking his seatbelt.
Cole, are you strapped in?
Rain asked, looking over Brandon towards his younger brother.
Yep, buckled in, see?
He answered, showing his seatbelt was firmly latched.
Okay, perfect.
Rain answered, confirming he was safely strapped into his seat.
You're so protective, aren't you?
Lark asked with a proud smile, looking at a lover who turned to her.
It's in my nature, babe.
Rain answered with a sexy smile and a wink.
Our baby is going to have it rough. I can already tell that our child won't have a skinned knee without you around, or a date until she's at least 18.
Lark teasingly laughed.
That's not true.
They could have one, and only one skinned knee with me around. Our son or daughter won't be dating until they're 30,
by the way.
Rain teasingly laughed. After a short drive, Rain looked up and recognized the familiar neighborhood, which sent her heart racing. It was her neighborhood. She was close to home. She could smell the ocean and had a nervous excitement about her. She couldn't wait to get there and feel the familiarity of the house, the wondrous smell of Lark's favorite air freshener that filled the house, just to feel being home again. Rain could smell it already. Vanilla bean. Lark loved to have the house filled with the delicious aroma, and she was looking forward to sleeping in her own bed, with the love of her life again.
You okay?
Lark asked worriedly, noting the far-off gaze her lover exhibited.
Huh? Yeah. I was just thinking about how good it is to finally be home.
Rain stammered, her trance broken, and smiled. She glanced back up and watched as the limo pulled into the long driveway, approaching the very large home they shared. She smiled happily at the sight and felt Lark squeeze her hand and then placed a kiss on it. The driver parked and the boys immediately jumped out of the limo and headed for the front door. Rain held her hand out for Lark to exit the limo and sucked in a deep breath of fresh ocean air and smiled happily when her lover kissed her on the cheek. The driver handed Rain their bags and the pair headed hand in hand to their home. Rain stepped into the house and was greeted by the familiar scent she loved so much and looked around the house, noting it looked like the same as the day she left it. Nothing had changed, just as Lark had informed her. Her nervous excitement subsided as she felt completely secure in her home once she entered. She laughed when she saw Lark attempting to regulate, unsuccessfully, the amount of cookies the boys raided from the cookie jar and headed down the hall towards their bedroom. It felt as though time slowed down and her heart raced for some reason. Her breathing became labored as she approached their bedroom door. Her hand shook as she reached for the doorknob, and she had a flashback to that fateful day when she came home unexpectedly and found Lark in bed with another woman. Rain wasn't sure why she was having that vision and felt a comforting hand on her back. She looked over her shoulder and stared into a sea of warm green.
Honey, this is not our bedroom. Remember I told you I made one change? That was the change. Here's our room.
Lark comfortingly assured her nervous lover and slipped her hand into Rain's, leading her to their new bedroom, directly across the hall, which previously was a guest bedroom. Rain inhaled and exhaled deeply, feeling her racing heart begin to calm.
I'm not sure why I had that feeling. It was so freaking weird.
Rain replied softly in disbelief and slightly embarrassed, entering the spacious bedroom that Lark led her into. Lark stood before her dark lover and wrapped her arms around her waist, looking up into her stormy blue eyes.
I'm sorry. I should have told you, but I was distracted by the boys. Sometimes we suppress certain memories that are triggered by certain things. Maybe that's why you felt that way. Are you feeling better?
Lark asked wearily and slowly ran her fingers through Rain's dark hair.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I'm better now. Thanks.
Rain answered with a slight smile and hugged her shorter lover. Lark broke the comforting hug and looked up to Rain.
Are you sure?
She asked to reconfirm.
Yeah, I'm fine, babe.
Rain reassured her with a smile and leaned down, kissing her blonde lover. She broke the hug and looked around the room.
Wow, I didn't realize the guest bedroom was so big,
Rain replied in awe.
Well, that's because the only time we came in here was in the heat of passion and in the dark.
Lark answered with a devilish grin and wink. Rain smiled mischievously.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Hey, what's this? Rain asked and walked over to a very large covered package.
I have no idea.
Lark answered bewildered, then curiously approached the package, as did Rain.
Jimmy must know what it is,
Lark answered, looking at the package over and referring to the caretaker of their home. Rain found the note on the package and opened it.
It's from Sal.
He sent this over as a thank you for us doing the photo shoot and says he thought we would love this for our home. Rain answered, reading the note and shrugging her shoulders when she looked at her bewildered lover.
Well, let's check it out.
Lark replied with wondrous curiosity and began to tear the brown paper off the parcel.
Wow! That is out there!
Rain exclaimed, completely astonished, when the contents of the package were revealed, and rested her hands on her hips in disbelief, looking at a picture before her.
It's absolutely gorgeous! I love it!
Lark exclaimed exuberantly and tore the remaining paper off the locked picture.
This is one of my favorite pictures of us from the photo shoot, Rain.
Lark replied, smiling adoringly, and looking at the picture of the pair with Rain lying prone and Lark on top of her sexy lover, both naked.
Yeah, it's a great picture, but it's way too big of me.
Rain stammered, embarrassed by herself in the picture, and wrapped her arms around Lark, who stood in front of her, still admiring the picture.
No, it's perfect of you. I love how those beautiful eyes of yours just jump out and scream sexy.
Lark answered with a chuckle and placed her hand on Rain's that rested around her waist.
They scream, I'm so embarrassed.
Rain drawled, laughing and joining by Lark.
No, they scream, I love you, Lark.
Rain answered softly, leaning down and kissing her lover on the cheek.
Yes, they do. And that's why I want the picture to go on that wall. So when I wake up every morning, I look into them and see that.
Lark answered admiringly and pointing to the place she wants the picture mounted on the wall, facing the large king-side bed. Rain turned Lark around in arms and smiled when her lover wrapped her arms tightly around her neck.
Now, sweet, you don't need that picture up on that wall to see that, when you will have the real thing staring at you live and in person.
She answered, sexily flashing a mischievous grin and catching the inviting lips before her.
Yes, that is so true, but I still love the picture, and that's where I want it.
Lark answered animately through her kiss before deepening it.
Well, whatever my little princess wants, she gets, and I always surrender to your whims.
Rain sexily teased and briefly kissed Lark again.
Oh, I have a surprise for you, my love. Come with me, darling.
Lark replied excitedly, dragging her lover towards their old bedroom and stopped at the door.
I knew this room would be a problem for you if you ever decided to return, so I put your anniversary present in here, hoping that one day you would come home for good and claim it.
Lark explained, rubbing Rain's arms lovingly.
You are such an optimist, aren't you? You just knew we would one day be joined again, didn't you?
Rain questioned in amazement.
Yes. How could I not? I mean, we're soulmates, and I truly believed in my heart that our souls would one day be as one again in this lifetime. Didn't you?
Lark answered confidently, and looked into Rain's blue eyes for her answer.
Honey, I was so full of anger and pain that I wasn't as confident as you. I hoped we would get back together, but I was so full of hate that I couldn't see past anything else.
Rain answered sincerely, and regretfully stroking Lark's cheek before kissing her.
Can you forgive me?
I already have, and you know that. I understand how you felt. We're past that now.
Lark answered and kissed Rain to confirm it.
Come on and see your present.
You're gonna love it. Bark answered exuberantly and led Rain into the spacious room.
Whoa!
Rain exclaimed in awe and excitement, looking around the room, which was now turned to a game room with a bar, big screen TV, Rain's large sports memorabilia collection, and a billiard table.
This is so awesome!
Rain replied, smiling, and walked towards the billiard table.
I'm glad you like it. I bought the pool table for you as an anniversary present, and with everything that happened, I redecorated the room, making it into a sports game room.
Lark explained and grabbed the sheet that covered the pool table.
You're going to love this,
she replied with a sexy grin, and pulled the sheet off, revealing Rain's initials, R.D., entwined in very large red text on the black felt, centered in the middle of the billiard table.
That is freaking awesome, honey!
Rain excitedly answered with a large smile and hugged Lark.
Thanks! I love it!
She exclaimed, and kissed Lark passionately, letting her know just how much.
I can't wait for us to try it out.
Rain whispered through her kiss before deepening it, sending Lark's passion soaring.
Honey, you know I'm not a good pool player. I just like watching you play.
Lark answered, breaking the kiss and looking up into sexy, inviting, loving blues.
I wasn't talking about shooting pool, Lark. I was talking about christening it by making mad passionate love to you on it.
Rain whispered seductively and wiggled her eyebrows, catching the partially parted lips before her.
I look forward to it.
Lark answered sensually and deepened the kiss, reveling in the fact that she was in the arms of such a devastatingly gorgeous woman. Her desire for Rain escalating by the minute, as it always does from Rain's touch or her kiss. Rain's hands began to roam Lark's taut body wildly, both hearts pounding and filled with desire for each other, their tongues seeking out one another in a desperate desire to meet. Rain and Lark quickly broke their kiss and stood straight up, attempting to catch their labored breaths when they heard both Brandon and Cole shouting for them as they made their way down the hall.
Damn, forgot about them.
Rain whispered in a laugh, shared by Lark, who ran her fingers through her hair and straightened her shirt before the boys entered the room.
We're right here, boys,
Rain shouted, lightly tracing circles on Lark's back, when the boys entered the room.
This is so awesome,
Brandon exclaimed excitedly, and straight for the big screen TV and plopped his small body down on the black leather couch, picking up the remote control.
Oh, yes! Cole, come here! They have Sony PlayStation!
He exuberantly exclaimed, thoroughly excited by all the new electronic gadgets.
No way!
Cole answered, equally excited, and ran over to join his brother in front of the TV. Rain and Lark both chuckled and looked at one another.
Well, they'll be busy for quite a while. Looks like I won't get to whip your butt on our new football game on PlayStation,
Lark boasted cockily.
Oh, really? You whip my butt, huh?
Rain laughed in disbelief.
Just you wait until our turn. I've been practicing.
Lark answered confidently, smiling, and led Rain out of the room towards the kitchen.
We'll see. We'll see.
Rain answered sarcastically, following her lover.
Yes, we will.
Lark confidently teased, sexily glancing over her shoulder at her tall lover, and thoroughly happy by the fact that Rain was back where she belonged, with her in their home. Rain and Lark spent the next hour unpacking and getting settled back into the house. Rain felt a sense of well-being, calm, and a wonderful sense of being home once again. Nothing had really changed since she left except for the change in bedrooms, but everything else remained the same, including the exact way Rain had left all her clothes in the closet. She chuckled at the fact that Lark was able to put her clothes back in the same order she liked them, considering the change in bedroom. Either that, or she totally forgot how she had them arranged before.
Nah, I'm too much of a creature of habit. I like my clothes in order.
Rain thought, scanning the closet, the way her warm weather clothes were to the far right, then dress clothes, then casual wear to the front, just as she liked them to be organized.
Honey, I've got to take a call from a magazine for a phone interview. Elaine promised it wouldn't be more than 15 minutes. How about I have some Chinese food delivered and we can eat it out on the beach?
Lark asked, approaching her lover.
Sure. Sounds great to me. I'm sure the boys will dig eating out of cartons of food.
Rain answered with a chuckle, placing a fleeting kiss on Lark's lips.
I'll take him down to the beach and throw the football around with him. You'll have some peace and quiet for your phone call.
Rain thoughtfully answered with a smile, brushing an errant wisp of hair over Lark's forehead.
Thanks. I appreciate it, but you know what? I really love hearing a child's laughter around here. I can't wait until we have our baby and hear the pitter-patter of little feet all over the house, and the adorable giggles only a child can make.
Lark adoringly answered, smiling ear to ear, wrapping her arms tightly around Rain.
Me too, baby. Me too.
Rain smiled happily, and winked before kissing a blonde lover and engulfing in a swarm embrace. Rain kissed Lark's head and broke the hug. "Go get your interview over with, and I'll see you shortly," Rain replied, kissing Lark's lips briefly before heading out of their bedroom.
"I'll miss you, baby,"
Lark lovingly answered with a sexy smile.
"How could you not, sweets?"
Rain cockily teased with a mischievous smile.
"Come on, boys, let's hit the beach,"
Rain shouted towards the game room.
"You are so damn cocky, but I love it."
Lark laughed and pinched Rain's firm backside, receiving a sexy smile and a chuckle from Rain in return.
"Let's hit the beach,"
Brandon excitedly replied, coming to a screeching halt in front of his tall aunt, followed close behind by his brother. Rain tousled his dark hair with a laugh.
"Go on ahead of me and grab the football out of the garage,"
she replied, watching the pair tear out of the house, with both Lark and Rain laughing with the excitement of the two boys. Rain held Lark's hand, who walked her to the door and kissed her tall lover, before watching her exit through the back door, thoroughly enjoying the sexy side of her lover, confidently striding out to the backyard, reacquainting herself with her home. The phone rang and Lark picked up for the conference call with her agent, Elaine, and the magazine reporter. She was glad Elaine was on the line, as she could have some semblance of order with the interview, and could make sure it was ended at the said time, and effectively halting any questions Lark wasn't comfortable answering. Rain walked down to the steps of the large deck, overlooking the large pool in the backyard, with the Atlantic Ocean serving as a beautiful backdrop, and took in fresh scent of the ocean air.
Honey Rain?
Call cautiously approached. Rain slowly opened her eyes and looked down at her small nephew.
"What's up, little dude?"
she answered with a chuckle before becoming worried by the look of concern on her nephew's face.
"Brandon told me to get you. He said you should come and look at something in the garage."
"Okay. Is it something bad?"
Rain asked worriedly and followed him. Cole looked up at Rain and attempted to flash a smile, not to worry his tense aunt, and reluctantly replied,
"You're going to have to see for yourself,"
he answered as the pair walked into the garage.
"Brandon, what's going on?"
she asked in an irritated tone, entering the garage and standing before him.
"There's something you should see, but you should be sitting down for this one,"
he answered in all seriousness and pointed to the lawn chair he had placed there for his aunt and motioned for her to sit down. Rain sat in the chair, wondering just what the hell the two little buggers had done in the garage to be acting so indifferently.
"Okay, so what's up?"
she asked, settling to the chair, and felt Brandon's hand on her shoulder, who stood behind her. He looked at Cole, who approached the covered object in front of her.
"Now, just remember how much you love Annie Lark, and try not to be too mad, okay?"
Brandon informed his aunt, and nodded for Cole to remove the covering, which he did, much to Rain's dismay, when she saw what was before her.
"I'm going to kill her,"
Rain angrily answered, looking over the extremely damaged lawnmower before her.
"Now, Annie Rain, you can't do that to Annie Lark,"
Cole answered, placing his hand on his aunt's other shoulder to calm her down.
"Why not?"
Rain answered, looking at him.
"Do you see what she's done to my mower?"
"Well, you have a point, but maybe killing her is a little too much. She can't help it if she's a princess and doesn't know how to drive a lawnmower. Besides, I'm sure we can fix it and make the mower look brand new,"
he answered confidently, and smiled to ease his aunt's dismay.
"Okay, you're right, but something must be done to her as payback,"
Rain answered teasingly and looked over the lawnmower, which was far more damaged than Lark let on. She circled around the lawnmower, shaking her head in disbelief at the damage it had sustained, as Brandon sidled up to her.
"This definitely can't be fixed with duct tape,"
he answered with a chuckle.
"Well, thanks for informing me of that, wise guy,"
Rain answered sarcastically, looking down at him as she caught Lark approaching out of the corner rye as she exited the garage with a purpose. Lark froze when she saw Rain and the serious look on her lover's face when she exited the garage, knowing she had just seen the damage to the lawnmower.
"Oh, shit. I'm in trouble now,"
Lark nervously thought, with the palms of her hands becoming clammy from her anxiety, and tried to figure out the best option for her would be right now at the moment.
"Should I face the music or make a run for it?"
she asked herself, watching her lover intently approach her, not at all happy.
"Make a run for it,"
Lark told herself and turned on her heels to run away, but was captured before she could even make a break for it.
"Oh, no, you don't,"
Lark replied, tightening her grip on Lark.
"Just remember how much you love me, honey,"
Lark pleaded, and trying in vain to squirm free from the tight grip her lover had on her.
"Oh, I remember, and that's why I'm not going to kill you,"
But I will get you back for destroying my lawnmower,
Rain answered, picking Lark up and throwing her over her shoulder and heading towards the pool.
No, Rain, don't you dare!
Lark protested and vehemently struggled to break free from her captor.
Lark, don't fight it. Just accept your fate. You're gonna get wet. No, make that drenched.
Rain answered with a devilish laugh, drawing closer to the pool.
Hey, boys, help me!
Lark pleaded desperately, wanting the boys to follow the pair who giggled incessantly.
Sorry, no can do,
Branson answered nonchalantly, stuffing hands in his pocket, watching the pair get ever so closely to the pool.
I can't believe it! You're going to take her side on this?
Lark asked in disbelief.
Well, yeah, she's bigger than we are, and no way are we getting her bad side,
Brandon answered, sharing a laugh with his brother.
I'm bigger than you too,
Lark shouted and felt Rain let her go.
Rain!
She screamed and met ice-cold water, stunning her and momentarily taking her breath away. Lark scrambled to the surface of the water, serious pissed off. No, livid is more like it. Rain saw the evil glimmer in Lark's eye when her head exited the water and stared her down.
Don't even give me that look, Miss Thing. You deserved it.
Rain answered with a sly grin, resting her hands on both hips.
I can't believe you did that, Rain,
Lark answered angrily, swimming to the steps.
I can't believe you two boys didn't help me either. And to think, Christmas is just around the corner. Well, I guess I'll just have to take your present back. It's a shame, too, because I know how much you two are going to love your presents,
Lark informed the boys, whose eyes grew very large with regret.
Here, let us get you a towel, honey, Lark,
Cold stammered, running towards the poolside cupboard containing towels.
Here, let me help you out of the pool,
Brandon replied, rushing over and holding his hand out to help Lark.
Oh, I see how you're both so helpful now. Where were the both of you 2 minutes ago?
Lark answered sarcastically and squeezed the excess water out of her shirt, gladly accepting the offered towel from Cole.
You two are a couple of brown nosers. Unbelievable!
Rain answered in disbelief, shaking her head at her nephew's desertion.
Hey, if you gave great presents on Lark, we'd suck to you too!
Brandon teased back, helping Lark towel off.
I say we pounce on that incorrigible aunt of yours. What do you two say?
Lark whispered to the boys, who nonchalantly glanced at Rain, then back to their soaking wet aunt.
We say the same as you, honey,
Cole answered with a familiar sly grin.
Let's all get her then,
Lark answered, and all three sprinted towards the unsuspecting Rain.
Whoa!
Rain replied, and turned to run, but was taken down by the three instigators, and began to laugh.
Hello, honey,
Lark laughed, and rubbed her wet body all over her toe lover, who laughed harder.
Hey, you little wet rat, you little brown nosers!
Rain laughed, enjoying the fact that Lark was laying on her, a place she loved having her, and tickled her nephews, who had laughed harder.
Miss Morgan,
a voice called out. Lark looked up towards the house and saw the new housekeeper, Marcia, standing in the back deck waving to her.
Yes?
Lark asked, looking at her.
The food has been delivered. Would you like me to bring it down to you there?
She shouted back.
Do you still want to eat down here?
Lark asked, looking down at Rain.
Yeah, sure. It might be better seeing as how you're soaking wet, and we wouldn't want to have to file an insurance claim for flood damage.
Rain answered with a laugh.
Hardy har har.
Lark answered sarcastically and looked up at her new housekeeper that Elaine hired while they were on vacation.
Yes, please. Will we eat down here by the pool? Also, could you bring me a robe so I can get out of these wet clothes, please?
Lark asked pleasantly, with everyone climbing off of Rain before they all sat up.
Ooh, can I watch you undress?
Rain cecily whispered in Lark's ear, flashing a mischievous smile while wiggling her dark eyebrows suggestively.
If you're a good girl and you eat all your supper, I'll consider it.
Lark teased and kissed Rain's cheek. The four were devouring their Chinese food, making idle chit-chat as Rain changed the subject to a more serious conversation.
Lark, what do you say to us
having our commitment ceremony the Saturday after Thanksgiving?
Rain asked, hesitantly, and looked at Lark.
You mean 2 days after Thanksgiving?
Lark asked, surprised.
What's the rush? We won't have time to get everything prepared by then.
Lark, I think we've waited long enough for this, and I would really rather not make it a huge affair. Just us, a few close friends and family. How is that to you?
Rain asked delicately, hoping the plans would be fine with Lark, and slipped her hands on Lark's. Lark smiled at the thought of a simple romantic ceremony, shared only by the favorite people in their lives, and couldn't think of a better way of expressing their loves for one another than that way.
I love the idea, baby. Let's do it.
She answered ecstatically and kissed Rain's cheek.
I'll call Elaine and give her a list of people we want there, as well as menu for a special occasion tomorrow.
Sounds good. Just tell her that it's a post-Thanksgiving party, so we won't have the freaking media crawling all over the place and ruining everything. Rain answered sarcastically and grabbed the box of food, looking for something else to nibble on.
No problem. She's very diplomatic with things like that, so it won't be a problem. Let's just keep it from the family until the last minute, and that way nothing will be leaked out accidentally to the press.
Lark answered reassuringly, and smiled happily at the thought of committing herself to Rain in front of close friends and family.
Hey, who ate all of my spare ribs?
Rain teasingly asked, looking into the empty box and then towards her nephews. Brandon burped under his breath and looked down at his plate containing the eaten spare ribs, and looked back up at Rain.
Sorry, snooze you lose.
He answered with a laugh, joined in by Cole and a snicker from Lark.
Oh, really?
Rain asked sarcastically. Well, I guess that means we don't have to share any of our mint chocolate chip ice cream with them now, do we, Lark? Rain teasingly asked and flashed a lover a mischievous grin.
Nope. It's all ours, honey. Oh, Honey Rain, please say you'll share the ice cream with us. I'll do anything. I'll clean up the dishes from dinner.
Brandon pleaded, flashing his aunt an innocent look, hoping she would relent and share the ice cream.
You are one serious suck-up.
Rain answered with a laugh, looking down at her nephew, who was kneeling by her side.
You taught me well, Master. Now, back to the ice cream. Can we have some?
He sarcastically answered. Rain and Lark both laughed at his comment.
I think you're mistaking me for that suck-up uncle of yours, Jace.
Rain teased and sipped her soda.
If I remember correctly, you were sucking up for something recently when we were in Greece. Now, what was that you wanted?
Lark playfully stated and rubbed her chin, pretending to be thinking hard about what it was that Rain wanted.
Very funny. Okay, I'll share my ice cream with you both, as long as you promise not to eat it all.
Rain answered with a laugh.
We promise!
Brandon Cole answered excitedly.
Let's get this stuff cleaned up then.
Lark responded and stood up, as did Rain, along with Cole. They cleaned up their dinner mess and headed off towards the house. Rain and Lark spent the next week getting settled back into normal routines and taking care of the boys. Rain informed the boss that she would no longer be accepting covert assignments, much to his dismay, but agreed to change in jobs for Rain. He didn't want to lose his top agent, and when she gave him the ultimatum of giving her a change in assignments, or she would retire, he relented. He informed her that her new assignment would be dealing with extradition orders, which Rain gladly accepted. It was a desk job and she could be closer to Lark. Lark had begun shooting her latest film and loved having Rain unexpectedly stop by the set, occasionally when she was finished with work early. It was something Rain had rarely ever had time to do before, and Lark welcomed the change, gladly, as it gave her more time to spend with her sexy lover. They met with Lark's gynecologist to discuss their options regarding the planned pregnancy, and decided to pore over the information Dr. Garzon gave them regarding artificial insemination, and the ways they could successfully conceive a child together. Thanksgiving was to be spent at Holly and Shay's house, as it was more convenient with Matthew finally returning home, after staying in the hospital for close to a week to ensure no other medical complications from him being born prematurely. Holly and Shay were informed he was perfectly healthy, other than needing to gain a little more weight. The doctors wanted to take precautionary measures with him to make sure that he was able to gain the so desired weight, and delayed his discharge from the hospital until they felt confident he was safe to go home. Lark and Rain had discussed their plans with one another to make the announcement to the families at the dinner of the commitment ceremony plans. They both were excited to fill their families in on their joyous plans, and hoped they all would be receptive to their plans, as they hoped they would be. Rain and Lark had all the arrangements made for the ceremony, and all they needed was for the families to be there to share in the wondrous day. They arrived at Holly's and were greeted happily by Holly and Lark's parents, as well as by Rain's parents. Lark, Rain, and Holly's parents all shared holidays together. The Morgans and the Donovans became very good friends when their daughters began to date. They considered everyone family and loved spending the holidays together. Everyone took their respective seats at a very large table as Rain stood before her family, a glass raised before her, in motion for a toast.
I wanted to say a little something.
She bashfully replied, flashing a shy smile, looking at everyone who intently stared at her, waiting for a response.
I have a lot to be grateful and very thankful
for this Thanksgiving. I'm thankful to have such a wonderful and loving family, as well as extended family members. Rain announced, with an appreciative smile, looking at Holly and Lark's parents, acknowledging them all with a smile and a tip of a glass. It's very unusual to have such loving and understanding people who have accepted mine and Lark's relationship, as you all do, and we thank you. Rain replied, smiling, and put her hand on Lark's back, who smiled and winked, looking up at her tall lover. Most importantly, I'm extremely grateful to have a second chance to share my life with the woman who captured my heart from the moment I first laid eyes on her, and the only one I could ever love so completely. Rain professed sincerely and smiled, looking into Lark's watery green eyes. I can promise we need no other chances from now on, as I'm never allowing you out of my life again. Rain smiled lovingly at Lark and looked at her family to emphasize her point, grasping Lark's hand and pulling her up next to her. I've asked Lark to be my partner for all of eternity, and she's accepted my offer of my heart forever. Rain answered, smiling happily, and wrapped her arm around Lark's waist, who leaned against her lover with an equally ecstatic smile.
That's wonderful!
Marie exclaimed, followed by everyone else's accolades.
When will the ceremony be?
Mrs. Morgan asked. Rain and Lark both smiled mischievously and looked at one another before looking back to their families.
This weekend, on Saturday. We wanted it to be a surprise and to be amongst family without media discovering what we have planned and ruining our joyous day. So, that's why it's on short notice.
Lark informed everyone with a blissful smile, enjoying the feeling of Rain lightly rubbing her back.
Oh, that's fabulous!
Holly exclaimed happily.
Congratulations!
Shay exclaimed, equally excited.
We won't have time for proper gifts,
Holly's parents replied regretfully.
Don't sweat it. We have everything we need. Each other.
Lark entered lovingly, her smile growing in intensity, and leaned up to kiss Rain's cheek.
Well, we've got a lot of planning to do in such a short time,
Maria announced worriedly.
No!
We've got our own plans for the commitment ceremony.
Lark answered sharply to fend off any other discussions regarding their special day, noticing the hurtful look she was receiving from their family members.
Damn, I think I just hurt some feelings. I knew this would happen.
Lark thought regretfully and nervously.
But this is our day, and the way we have planned it is the way it's going to be.
Lark thought adamantly. Part 9. Lark glanced at her tall lover nervously, wondering how she was going to get them out of the particular predicament she had just gotten them into, by offending their families.
Look, what Lark is trying to say is that we already made arrangements for the ceremony to ensure there wouldn't be no intrusions from outside sources, such as the news crew and reporters who might ruin our ceremony. It's not that we didn't want any of you to be involved in planning our special day. We just figured it would be easier doing it this way. That's all.
Rain explained nervously, hoping no one would be offended by their plans.
It's okay, honey. Whatever you two want is what you both shall have, and we will be happy with your decisions.
Miss Morgan replied with a reassuring smile, much to Rain and Lark's relief.
That's right, Taylor. We're just very ecstatic you two both have decided to commit yourself to each other and allow us to share in that wonderful moment.
Maria entered, a soothing smile dawning her face, as she saw the tension leave both Lark and Rain's faces.
Thanks, Mom. We appreciate it. Now that the cat's out of the bag,
let's eat!
Rain answered, chuckling, sitting back down, followed by Lark. Everyone continued to express their congratulatory wishes to Lark and Rain throughout dinner, and they both informed everyone as to when the ceremony would take place. Rain asked her nephews Brandon and Cole to be her best men for the ceremony, and Lark asked Holly to be her matron of honor, which everyone gladly accepted their roles for the ceremony. Everyone finished dinner and headed in to do their usual Thanksgiving ritual of watching football and taking many naps before waking up and having another snack. This Thanksgiving ritual repeats itself until well into the wee hours of the morning, I might add. Rain slipped into the nursery and quietly approached Matthew's crib, watching him sleep peacefully. She smiled and lightly smoothed out his disheveled, short, dark hair, thinking how excited she was about her and Lark preparing to have a baby of their own. He moved and began to whimper, scratching his face to let out a loud cry. Rain reached into the crib and gently picked up her nephew into her strong arms.
Hey, handsome, what's wrong, huh?
She asked, softly holding him closely to her chest, and wrapped his blanket around him. Rain sat in the rocking chair and smiled when she noticed him quickly fall back to sleep. Rain softly kissed his head and slowly rocked the chair, gently rubbing his back.
Rain lifted his tiny hand to her mouth and softly kissed it, amazed at how tiny his hand looked. She smiled and noticed how much his fingers resembled her own. In fact, it totally amazed her as it did when she saw the same features on Brandon and Cole when they were babies. Lark stood in the doorway, her green eyes watering, her heart filled with so much love and adoration at the way her strong, high-tempered soulmate could be so incredibly gentle and caring. She had forgotten how gentle she could be with infants, and remembered how Rain was with Brandon and Cole when they were first born. She loved Rain so much, she couldn't wait to give Rain her own child, their child. Lark quietly moved toward Rain, who caught the movement out of a corner of her eye, and looked up to see the object of her desires, reflection highlighted in the darkness from the light behind her in the hallway. Rain smiled and gently tossed her head back, moving her long raven hair off her shoulders, which ventured close to touching the baby and tickling him as Lark knelt before her.
"Hey,"
Lark whispered, smiling adoringly, leaned forward softly, kissing her nephew's head, who slept contentedly, and undaunted by the gesture, cuddled up closely in his aunt's chest. Lark rested her hand on Rain's arm and drew light circles on her forearm, sending a warmth throughout Rain. Rain leaned over and captured the woman's lips to consume her every waking thought, desperate to make a connection to her lover. Lark lightly stroked Matthew's dark hair and leaned back, captivated by Rain's sphinx-like gaze.
"You're not having second thoughts about us having a baby of our own, are you?"
Lark asked in a whisper, hoping that wasn't the case, and searched Rain's blues for any doubt, but found none.
"I never wanted a child more, Lark. I can't wait to hold our baby in my arms, knowing we're created out of our love for one another."
Rain answered sincerely and honestly, her voice thick with emotion. Lark felt the catch in her heart. She was totally blown away by what Rain had just told her. She clutched her chest with her hand and drew the air that escaped her. Rain's profession meant the world to her, and she was at a loss for it by it. Her tears of happiness trickled down her cheeks as she attempted to form words she wanted to say to her sexy lover. She was filled with so much love for this woman, sitting before her, but was so overwhelmed that she was speechless.
"Are you having second thoughts?"
Rain asked, nervously searching Lark's tear-filled eyes for any doubt.
No, I'm sorry. It's just that what you said to me meant so much that I was blown away, and I couldn't speak.
Lark stammered and chuckled, with Rain breathing a sigh of relief. Rain smiled lovingly.
"I'm sorry. I thought you knew how I felt, Lark."
"I do, Rain. But it's different when I hear it from you. Listen,
Lark stammered, still overwhelmed by everything, and absently wiped away her tears.
"There's nothing I want more in this world than to have our child. Nothing. I'm so ecstatic about this that I want a baby here and now."
Lark answered passionately and adamantly.
"But I want to do the alternative method for artificial insemination,"
Lark explained, looking deeply into her lover's blue eyes. Rain was now thrown for a loss, yet completely enamored by the fact that Lark wanted to conceive their child that way.
"You mean, like, your friends Mary and Laura were telling you about how they conceived their child?"
Rain asked, surprised.
"Yes. I think it would be so romantic, and so much more personal. Besides, I want you to be part of the conception. An active part, honey."
Lark answered, excited at the thought of Rain making love to her on the night that she is to conceive. Actually, at the thought it would seem as if Rain is the person responsible for impregnating her with their child. Rain's heart raced with excitement, and stood up before walking to the crib, gently placing her nephew back to bed. She pulled the tiny blanket up on him and made sure he was tucked safely and securely in his bed before sitting back down before Lark. Rain settled into the rocking chair and inhaled, then exhaled deeply before replying,
"Lark, you're serious about, you conceiving the child this way?"
Rain stammered nervously, still stunned by Lark's revelation, which meant so much to her.
"I've never been more so, honey,"
Lark answered confidently, sealing her statement with a loving smile and a soft, tender kiss.
"Well, okay. I guess we have to start charting your, well, you know."
Rain bashfully stammered, finding it hard to say what she wanted to because of her embarrassment, her blue eyes shifting nervously from Lark to different items in the room, then back to her lover when she spoke. You mean menstrual cycles? Lark asked with a chuckle, noting her tall lover's embarrassment, and lovingly stroked Rain's strong arms to put her at ease. Rain rolled her eyes at the words and replied,
Yeah, that.
You're too funny, Rain Donovan. Lark laughed at her response. It's a natural occurrence that every woman, including you... Lark answered with raised eyebrows and a mischievous grin before continuing. Has to go through every month. Lark replied, laughing.
Yeah, but doesn't mean I like it or feel comfortable talking about it.
Rain answered in grumpy tone regarding the issue. Well, get used to it, sexy. We will be discussing them quite frequently. Lark informed her uneasy lover.
Yeah, yeah.
Rain answered, sarcastically flashing Lark a smirk.
So, we have to chart your menstrual cycles.
Rain emphasized the latter with a raised eyebrow and a chuckle from Lark.
To see when the best time for you to conceive will be, right?
Well, yes. But there's no need to do anything more than what I already do now. I know exactly when the optimum time for me to conceive will be, as I always keep tabs on when my cycles occur.
Lark answered, settling herself comfortably in Rain's lap. Why would you keep tab on when those things come?
Rain asked in disbelief, wrapping her arms around the beautiful blonde waist. Because I like to know when I'm going to have my cramps so I can nip those things in the bud before they happen. Unlike someone else I know who wakes up whining, I'm in pain. I hate these cramps.
Lark mockingly answered, teasing Rain. Very funny. I just don't like thinking about this stuff. I have better things to think about.
Oh yeah? Like what?
Lark asked, chuckling and tightened a grip on Rain's neck. Like thinking about how much I love and adore you.
Rain answered with a sexy smile and captured a slightly parted lips before her for a deep, moist, passionate kiss.
Lark broke the kiss and held Rain's hands in her face before kissing him once again.
I love you with all my heart, Rain Donovan, and I always will, baby.
Lark professed sincerely, singing with a soul-searing kiss. Rain smiled lovingly, breaking the kiss and asked, So, miss, I chart my menstrual cycles. When will the best time for us to conceive our child be?
Rain asked, pulling her beautiful lover closer in her arms. Well, let's see.
Lark answered, looking up to the ceiling and figuring the math in her head before looking down at Rain with a look of disbelief in her eyes. What?
Rain asked in wonderment, seeing the disbelief in the green emerald eyes before her. The best day will be Christmas,
Lark answered excitedly. Very cool. Ooh, that means I don't have to buy you a Christmas present because I can just give you our child, right?
Rain asked and mischievously grinned at Lark. Oh, you are such a little diablito,
Lark answered and pinched Rain's cheeks with a chuckle.
You are going to buy me a lot of presents and give me our child too, you little devil.
Lark demanded with a laugh and kissed Rain, who shared the laugh. Well, this little devil has better start shopping then, huh?
Rain asked, laughing and hugged her smaller lover tighter, lightly placing a kiss on Lark's cheek. Yes. You should, like, maybe start tomorrow?
Lark asked with a gleam and a twinkle in her eye at the thought of shopping with Trip with Rain on the busiest shopping day of the year, the dreaded day after Thanksgiving. Rain's horrified look on her face made Lark laugh, knowing there was no way in hell she was getting Rain into a store tomorrow.
You've gone abso-freaking mad, woman! There is no way I'm stepping in one toe into a mall the day after Thanksgiving. You know what happened last year when I foolishly agreed to shop with you on that evil day. Hey, I still haven't paid you back for that one, by the way.
Rain answered, tickling Lark.
Lark giggled and remembered that fateful day of shopping.
Oh, I remember all too well how you were stuck, well, pinned, by the shopping carts in the ladies' lingerie section, and threatened to pull out your gun to clear out the store so you would move from that area.
Lark answered, laughing along with Rain.
It was pretty funny, huh?
Rain asked, laughing harder, remembering the day very well.
Oh, it was hysterical, especially when you started shouting, Look, it's Lark Morgan! Can I have your autograph? And crawled under the clothing stand to get out of the mob that ensued from my autograph.
Lark answered, miffed at the memory, and poked Rain in the chest to emphasize her point. Rain laughed and grabbed the small finger that incessantly poked her chest.
I had to get out of there, and you wouldn't let me start firing my gun, so I had to go to Plan Beta. I guess I did pay you back for that one, huh?
Rain asked with a laugh, noticing the scrunched-up, displaced face Lark possessed.
Oh, yes. You got me back on that one already. I spent a freaking hour signing autographs while you sat at Barney's coffee shop sitting your joyous eggnog iced coffee.
Those crazy women nearly tore my clothes off trying to get my autograph. Mark exclaimed, horrified at the unpleasant incident.
Ooh, Joy's eggnog, my favorite.
I'll have to stop by there and buy a few bags of that coffee and get stocked up on it. Rain answered with a fond look on her face of her favorite Christmas coffee, and saw that Lark wasn't too pleased.
Oh, honey, I wouldn't have let them tear your clothes off. Well, too many of them.
Rain teasingly laughed. I can't believe you left me there to the wolves, like that, for your joyous eggnog coffee. Lark answered, pouting and struggling to get away from her strong lover who wouldn't allow it.
Rain chuckled and tightened her grip on Lark. Lark, you know how good that stuff is and how much I love it.
Rain teased, noting the blue smoke coming out of Lark's ears from her anger.
Oh, come on, honey. I did save you after an hour when I started yelling that Tom Cruise was in the men's underwear section.
Rain answered, laughing and gently shaking her upset lover.
Admit it. It was pretty funny seeing all those women and those two gay guys running across the store screaming that Tom Cruise was in men's underwear.
Lark laughed and looked at Rain. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
She conceded, remembering the event, both laughing harder. Hey, let's go home and let Matthew sleep in peace.
Rain replied and kissed Lark before standing up. Sounds good to me, baby.
Lark answered, slapping Rain's firm backside with a chuckle, and followed her tall lover out of the room, who reached back, grasping Lark's hand. The pair said their goodbyes to everyone and headed home. Rain and Lark entered the darkened house, exhausted with the holiday event, and quickly headed off to bed, both falling into Morpheus's grasp, cuddled closely in one another's arms. To be continued.
Well, that concludes episode number 132 of X and U, and that is part 7 and 8 of Ab Initio by Cruz. I hope everybody's enjoying the series. We're getting closer and closer to the end of those, and I'm going to try and hope and get some of these episodes done up for when I am away on vacation and running my marathon, so you won't miss out on any of the episodes. If anybody has any recipes, any song snippets, any book recommendations or movie recommendations, please send them in to zena.uber@gmail.com. And if you have any announcements or any shout-outs, send them on in, zena.uber@gmail.com. So until the next episode, everyone, take care and enjoy life and love. Bye-bye.